百昆达之音源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2021年2月21日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，和我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version. And today we are reading from text 25.
那我们今天呢，继续阅读《圣殿博加瓦坛》第二篇第九章。这篇的题目呢是引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天开始阅读的诗节呢是第25诗节。
Brahma uvacha.
Brahma Vacha
Bhagavan Sarva Bhutanam Brahma Vacha Bhagavan Sarva Bhutanam
Adyaksha Avashtita
Guham Adyaksho Vashtito Guham Veda
Hi
Apratirudhena Vedahya Pratirudhena Pragyanena
Shikirshitam
Pragyanena Shikirshitam Brahmo Vacha Bhagavan Sarva Bhutanam
Adyaksho Vashtito Guham
Vedahya Pratirudhena Pragyanena Shikirshitam Okay, word for word.
字对字。
Brahma Vacha
主 Brahma 说。
Bhagavan
我的主啊。
Sarva Bhutanam
众生的。
Adyaksha
指挥者。
Avashtita
住在
Guham
在心中
Veda
知道
He
肯定的
Apratirudhena
没有障碍
Pragyanena
有高超智慧
Sikirshitam
努力。
Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：主 Brahma 说，人格守神啊，您作为至尊的指导者，处在每一个生物的心中，因此凭着您的高超智慧，毫不费力地知晓众生的一切努力。要旨：佛家梵歌证实，至尊主作为见证处在每个人的心中，因此是至高无上的批准长官。 至尊主不批准，就没有人能够享受。但至尊主作为长官，并不享受各地灵魂行为的果实。举例来说，在禁酒的地方，有饮酒嗜好的人必须向管酒的长官提出饮酒申请。长官考虑到申请人的情况，批准他只能喝一定量的酒。同样道理，物质世界中的每一个生物体都有他要享受的内容，而且非常强烈的想要满足自己的欲望。从这个意义上来说，整个物质世界充满了罪汉。全能的至尊主对众生很仁慈，像父亲仁慈地满足儿子的愿望一样，他也满足生物体幼稚的欲望。心中有享受欲望的生物体并没有在真正享受，只不过是在不必要的侍奉躯体的幻想而已，一点好处也得不到。喝酒对酒鬼没有任何的好处，但因为他已经沉溺于酗酒，而且也不想酗酒，所以仁慈的至尊主便为他提供了便利的条件，以满足他喝酒的欲望。非人格主义者建议人应该变得没有欲望，其他人建议要去除所有的欲望，那是不可能的，没有人能够完全的消除所有的欲望，因为欲望是生命的真相，没有欲望生物就会死，但是它是活着的，活着就有欲望。当人想要为至尊主服务时，他的欲望就是完美的，至尊主也希望每一个生物体去除所有的个人欲望，配合他的愿望。但是薄伽梵歌最终的教导，这是薄伽梵歌最终的教导，布拉玛同意这个意见，因此被任命担任在空空荡荡的宇宙中负责创造生物体的职务。所以与至尊主一体是指自己的欲望与至尊主的欲望相吻合，这样一切欲望就都是完美的了。至尊主作为每个生物体心中的超灵，知道每个生物体心中的想法。没有至尊主的人的内心，没有至尊主在人的内心中给予知识，人什么都做不了。至尊主凭着他高超的智慧，给每个人机会，让他们尽量满足自己的欲望，其活动结果也是由至尊主所赐予的。译文：主布拉玛说，人格守神呐，您作为至尊的指导，处在每一个生物体的心中，因此凭着您的高超智慧，毫不费力地知晓众生的一切努力。阿叔。
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jnatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yana Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare 大家早上好。
大家早上好。Ashwa cannot hear you.
This is a very beautiful verse spoken by Lord Brahma.
这节诗呢是一首非常美妙的诗节，是由主 Brahma 所讲述的。
Lord Brahma understand the position of Krishna.
主 Brahma 他了解 Krishna 的地位。
He knows that Krishna is the one who is directing all living entities.
那么他知道呢，主 Krishna 他是那一位指导所有众生的人。
And according to everybody's desires and qualifications, the super soul satisfy them.
根据每一个生物体他内心的愿望，主呢就会给他以相应的满足。
The Supreme Lord is always the benefactor, the best benefactor of the living entities.
那至尊主呢，他总是赐予众生的福祉的那位赐福者。
And Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita that he is actually the Lord within the heart.
那所以 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢也证实了这一点。他说呢 ，Krishna 他本人其实是在众生心中的主。
Maybe you can open the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 23.
I need to go to grab it. Sorry.
Sorry,
Ashu, you say which verse?
It's chapter 13, text 23.
我们现在来看的世界呢，是《薄伽梵歌》的第十三章的第二十三节。You want me to read it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, 那么这个世界是这样的啊。然而在这个躯体中还有另外一个享受者，一位超然的享受者，他就是称为超灵的至尊拥有者，是作为监督者和准许者而存在着的至尊主。
So in this verse, Krishna explains very clear the relationship between the super soul and the individual soul.
所以在这个世界里面呢 ，Krishna 就非常清晰的解释了个体灵魂与超灵之间的关系。
The super soul is called Purusha.
超灵呢被称为叫 Purusha.
Purusha means the controller, the transcendental enjoyer.
那 Purusha 的意思呢，就是至尊主，他是超然的享乐者。
And the individual soul also is also called Purusha.
而且呢，就是这个个体灵魂呢，它也被称为叫 Purusha.
But the super soul is the Para Purusha, the Param Purusha.
但是呢，这个超灵呢被称为叫 Param Purusha。
Like we see, the Sanskrit word for soul is Atma, and the super soul is also Atma, but is Param Atma, Paramatma, the supreme soul.
比如说呢，我们在梵文里面把灵魂呢被称为叫Atma， 那么呢，这个超灵呢，它也被称为叫 Atma， 但是它被称为叫 Param Atma。
So if you read in the second part, the second paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, the fact is that every individual living entity is eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord until the end.
但是我们要是看就是在这第二三十节的要旨的第二部分呢，我们就可以看到，事实上，Srila Prabhupada讲到，事实上。每个个体生物都是至尊主永恒的不可缺少的一部分，两者的关系就像朋友一样密切。
Continue.
To when?
Until the end.
Okay. 那现在就来读一下整个这一段的这个要旨哈。但是呢，生物有拒绝至尊主批准的倾向，有控制自然独立行动的倾向。生物正因为有这种倾向，所以被称为是至尊主的边缘的能量。生物既可以处在物质能量中，也可以处在灵性能量中。一旦它受到物质能量的制约，至尊主就会以超灵的形式像朋友一样与它在一起，帮它回归灵性能量。至尊主总是渴望把生物带回灵性的能量。但生物由于其微小的独立性，不断地拒绝接触灵性的光明，这种对独立性的错误利用，是它在受制约的状态下进行物质性争论争斗的原因。为此， 至尊主总是从生物的内心和外在指导他，从外部他给予像《国家梵歌》中说明的那种教导，从内心他努力使生物相信在物质场所中的活动不会给他带来真正的快乐。他说，放弃他，把你的信心转向我，这样你就会快乐。因此明智的人会相信超灵，至尊人格守神，开始迈向充满的知识，极乐的永恒生活。
So you can see here in a purport in of this Bhagavad Gita verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions about the same thing that he mentions in a purport of today's verse.
所以呢，我们可以看到，在《博迦梵歌》的这第十三章第二十三世节的要旨里面，舍拉帕帕所谈及的这个内容，和我们今天的圣典博迦瓦谈的这个世节的要旨里，舍拉帕帕所谈的内容是一样的。
The perfection of desires may be achieved when one's desires to serve the Lord, and the Lord also desires that every living entity banish all particular personal desires and cooperate with these desires. That is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. It's by the end of the purport of today's verse.
那么就是至尊主呢，他作为每个生物体心中的超灵，知道每个生物体心中的想法，没有至尊主在人的内心给予知识，人就什么都做不了。至尊主他凭借他高超的智慧给每一个人机会，让他们尽量满足自己的欲望，其活动结果也是由至尊主所赐予的。
Because in this material world, in this material world, we are all drunkards.
因为在这个物质世界呢，我们大家其实都是喝醉了的人。
Like Srila Prabhupada mentioned, similar.You say that the whole world is full of drunkards in the sense that each and every one of the living entities has something in his mind to enjoy.
那么就像说爸爸在这个要旨里面就讲的，他说呢，在整个这个世界都是充满了醉汉，那么所有的每一个人的内心中呢，他都会有一种他想要享受的一些想法。
But in most societies,A person can drink, but has to follow certain regulations. He cannot just drink anywhere and anywhere and as much as he likes and create a disturbance to the others.
但是呢，就是在这个世界的任何一个地方，在任何一个社会里，所有这个想喝酒的这些人呢，他们必须是要按照一定的这个规范和原则，一些规定来喝酒的。他并不可能就是想喝多少就喝多少，想怎么喝就怎么喝，然后呢，然后再到各个地方去捣乱。
Some places there we can only drink in the special shops, so or at home.
有的地方呢可能是只能够在特定的商店里面喝酒，或者有的地方呢只能够是在家里面喝。
So the government gives sanction.
所以呢，这个政府呢，他就会给一些命令。
So the same way, as we are intoxicated, or we like to be intoxicated by satisfying our material desires, the Lord satisfied those desires, but as much as it is needed, and according to how much we deserve from our previous actions.
那同样呢，其实我们也都希望能够去享受一些我们内心的这些愿望，那主呢，他也会满足我们内心的这个愿望，但是呢，他只会根据我们在过往的生世的活动所配得到的那部分愿望来给予我们。
Actually, a person who drinks, an alcoholic, he does not get any benefit from drinking.
事实上呢，就是这些嗜酒的人，他其实从他喝酒里面根本就得不到任何的好处。
But because they have given up conditioned souls, they have given up the conditioned souls are like drunkards. They are very intoxicated with their they want to satisfy their material desires.
但是呢，就是这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，它其实就像是一个嗜酒的一个醉汉一样， 他是在这种这个嗜酒的这种状态呢，就是他想去尽量的去满足他的物质的欲望。
So Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, the drunkard does not derive any profit out of drinking from the purport today, but because he has become a servant of the drinking habit and he does not wish to get out of it, the merciful Lord gives him all facilities to fulfill such desires.
就像在今天的这个诗节的舍拉帕帕的舍拉帕帕要旨里面就提到了，今天这个诗节是圣典不绕瓦坛的第二篇第九章的第二十五诗节，里面就讲到了喝酒对酒鬼没有任何的好处，但因为他已经沉溺于酗酒，而且呢也不想戒酒，所以仁慈的至尊主呢便为他提供了便利条件，以满足他喝酒的欲望。
And this is exactly the problem with us in the material world, in material existence. We don't benefit anything from material sense enjoyment.
那其实这个呢，也就是我们现在在这个物质世界生活所遇到的这种状态。其实呢，我们从物质的感官享乐上，实际上是得不到任何好处的。
Actually, sense enjoyment is the reason of all our suffering in this world.
事实上呢，在这个世界的感官享乐是我们在这个世界大受其苦的主要原因。
That's what gives us problem is the fact that we want to enjoy the senses and we break the laws of nature, we do unrestrictedly, and then we suffer our miseries because of our bad karma, the bad reactions.
那就是由于我们想要去享受我们的感官，所以说呢，我们就会去做一些，我们就会打破这个戒律，然后呢，去做一些不该做的事情。然后呢，就因为做了一些不该做的事情，我们就给自己产生了坏的业报。
Because conditioned souls are forced to fulfill their desires.
那因为这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，他们是被强迫着要去满足自己的欲望的。
Material energy forces them. Their bodies, their senses force them.
所以说呢，是这个物质能量用他的躯体，用他的心意去驱使着他，去强迫着他，需要满足他的物质欲望。
Because desire is part of the individual soul. All individual souls have desires.
因为呢，就这种欲望实际上是个体灵魂它的一部分，就是所有的这个个体灵魂，它都是有各种各样的欲望的。
But originally in our constitutional position, our desires are always connected with the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，其实从原初的角度上来讲呢，我们所有的这个愿望其实全部都是和要满足主 Krishna 的愿望来相连在一起的。
But now because we think of ourselves separate from the Lord, because we have forgotten the Lord,And we identify with our material bodies, material senses. We desire to enjoy what we think we are. We think of these bodies. We try to enjoy these bodies. These bodies are made
of. 但是呢，由于我们忘记了和主之间的这种关系，导致了呢，我们现在就认为我们就是这具躯体，我们就是这个心意。所以呢，我们就努力的想要去满足我们的这个身体和心意，他想要去满足的这些感官快乐。
So we actually don't get any real benefit from such sense by satisfying those material desires.
但是呢，我们并不能够从去满足这些物质的欲望中得到任何的益处。
And we also cannot give up desires.
但是呢，我们也没有办法放弃掉欲望。
Like some, like the impersonalists, they think that we should become desireless.
但是呢，像是一些非人格主义者，他们就会说我们要变得无欲。
We cannot, because desire, we cannot finish, banish our desires altogether, because desiring is a living symptom, is a symptom of a living entity.
因为呢，这个欲望呢，它其实是一位生物体，它活着的真相。所以呢，我们根本就不可能放弃掉任何的欲望。
So without having desires, a living entity would be a dead thing.
所以如果要是没有欲望的话，那么这个身体它就是一个死的状态。
That's what makes a living entity to be alive, to be conscious, because it has desires.
那一个生物体它之所以是活着的，而且呢，它是处在有知觉的状态下的，就是因为它有愿望。
But Srila Prabhupada says it very clear, perfection of desires may be achieved when one desires to serve the Lord, and the Lord also desires that every living entity banish all personal desires and cooperate with his desires. That is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. It's by the
Yeah. 那么就是说呢，所以说呢，至尊主也希望每一个生物体都去除所有的个人的欲望，配合他的欲望。这是薄伽梵歌的最后的教导。因为呢，没有欲望，生物体就会死，但是它是活着的，活着就有欲望。当人想要为至尊主服务时，他的欲望就是完美的。
And this is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in his last instruction. We can turn to chapter 18, text 66.
那这个也是主 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里面的最后一个训示。那现在我们来看一下薄伽梵歌的第十八章的第66十节。
Sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam vrajaham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshasyam machuchaha.
译文：抛弃一切种类的宗教，只向我皈依，我将把你从所有的恶报中解救出来，不要害怕。
Means Krishna say, stop being a drunkard, stop trying to satisfy. To be a slave and a servant of your drinking habits, of your servant of your material desires. Surrender to me, become my servant.
So, in this Krishna, he for us, his request is to stop being a drunkard, not to let yourself be drunk in this habit, not to let yourself be drunk in the material desires of materialism, but to
So it's very interesting because you read in the purport, in the seventh chapter, it is said from that section, in the seventh chapter, it is said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna.
但是呢，在第七章，在第七章里面。说了爸爸他就讲到了 Krishna 就讲到了只有摆脱了罪恶反应就是罪恶活动的人才能够去崇拜主 Krishna 的莲花族。
You see in the purport of the 1866, thus one may think that unless he's free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process.
就是在这第七章中就说到呢，只有就是当一个人他处在这个罪恶活动的这个状态下的时候呢，他是不可能去接受奉爱服务的程序的。
Cannot surrender, yeah.
他是不能够皈依的。
But here, Krishna is removing these doubts.
但是呢，在这里 Krishna 他就移除了这样的困惑。
So Krishna here says, even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrender to Krishna, he becomes automatically freed.
那在这里面的对于这种疑问的回答就是，人即使还没有摆脱一切恶报，也能够仅仅靠投靠服从 Krishna 而自动获救。
Because this is the problem with in the material world, because we try to satisfy our material desires. We become bound by karmic reaction, by sinful reactions, and because of sinful reactions, we are prevented from surrendering.
那么其实呢，这个就是我们在这个物质世界所遇到的这个麻烦。由于我们被这个物质的罪恶活动所捆缚，因为我们被捆起来了，所以呢，我们就没有办法向主 Krishna 皈依。
But Krishna say, no, you just surrender to me. Give up everything, just surrender to me. I'll free you from all sinful reactions immediately.
但是呢 Krishna 说呢，你现在就放弃所有的这一切，你呢就只要向我皈依就好了。你皈依了我以后呢，我就能够把你所有的这些业报都给清除掉，把你从这个业报中摆脱出来。
You don't need to engage in all so many purificatory processes. Just surrender to me. I'll take care of your sinful reaction. Do not be afraid.
那所以说你也不需要去从事其他的各种各样的那些这个活动，然后呢，你只是向我这个皈依就好了。那我呢，会保护你的，我会给你很好的照顾。
So Srila Prabhupada continues in a purport. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him.
然后说他又继续说，这依然是第十八章第六十六世节的这段要旨，那里面就讲到了，应该毫不犹豫地把Krishna接受为是众生至高无上的救主，应该带着信心和爱投靠服从他。
The process of surrender to Krishna is described in Hari Bhakti Vilasa.
然后呢，对于主Krishna的皈依呢，就在Hari Bhakti Vilasa 对主Hari的
And Srila Prabhupada explains this process of surrender, six aspects of the process of surrender in his purport.
然后呢，在这个要旨里面呢， Srila Prabhupada他就描述了关于皈依的六个方面。
She says, according to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service to the Lord.
他就讲到呢，根据覆盖的程序，人应该只接受最终引导他为至尊主做奉爱服务的宗教原则。It
means one may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in a social order, but if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, then all these his activities are in vain.
那也就是说呢，一个人也许按照自己 在社会阶层中的地位履行某种职责，但如果履行的职责没有使他有意识到有Krishna的话，那么他所做的一切都是枉然的。Anything
that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided.
就是任何一个不能够引导人走向Krishna知觉的事情都要避免。Yes,
we have so many duties in life.
那的确在我们的生活中呢，是有很多的职责的。We
have duties to our bodies.
那我们需要对我们的身体负责。Just
to keep our bodies healthy and strong.
那我们需要让我们的身体始终保持在健康健硕的状态。We
have our duties to the family.
我们对家庭也有职责。We
have duties to society.
我们对社会有职责。And
we have our duties towards nature.
我们对于自然，对大自然也有职责。And
as far as possible, we should be very dutiful, take care of all these responsibilities.
那事实上呢，我们要非常的有责任心的，我们一定要对所有的这些事情都要负责任。As
long as those duties, the satisfaction of those duties does not disturb our becoming Krishna conscious.
只要所有的这些职责，它不会去搅扰我们，让自己变得具有Krishna知觉。
So everything should be done having an aim that ultimately we want to please Krishna.
那所以呢，所有的这一切在做的时候呢，都要怀着一个目的，就是这一切它做的最终的目标都是为了要让我们能够有Krishna知觉。
Because we understand that our selfish desires had been the reason of our suffering, so now we want to direct our desires to please Krishna.
因为我们知道，就是我们自我的这些欲望呢，使我们非常的苦痛。那现在呢，我们就要把我们的这些个人的这些愿望要转向去取悦Krishna。
And Srila Prabhupada continues, one should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties.
然后呢，舍利弗又说呢，就是一个人他应该非常的有信心，就无论他置于哪一种境地， Krishna 都会给他全然的保护。
This is also a difficulty for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls think that they have to manage in order to protect themselves. You know, they depend on very fallible people to protect them.
那其实呢，这个也是我们的这个受条件限制的状态的这个麻烦所致。因为呢，我们就深信我们自己得去搞定所有的这些事情，我们得自己去保护自己，或者说呢，我们要去找一些会犯错的人，就是会失败的人来保护我们。
We may lock our house, our apartments with many locks.
我们也许可能用很多的锁把我们的房子给锁起来。
We may put all our big masks and outfits to prevent ourselves from getting COVID.
那也许可能呢，我们要戴好几层的口罩，然后呢，让自己避免不被新冠病毒所染。
We do everything we can to protect ourselves from difficulties.
那所以呢，我们会竭尽所能的去做任何的事情来保护我们。不会陷入麻烦之中。
But we cannot really protect ourselves. You know, things, bad things happen, and we're going to be all subjected to disease, old age, and ultimately die. How much we can protect ourselves?
但事实上呢，其实我们并没有办法很好的真正的保护我们，因为呢，事情就是会发生的，而且我们每一个人都是一定会经历生老病死的，所以我们能够保护自己多少呢？
We cannot protect ourselves. Our families cannot protect us. Society cannot protect us. Nobody can protect us.
那事实上，我们自己保护不了自己，我们的家庭，我们的社会，也没有办法真正的保护我们。没有任何一个人能够保护了我们。
Nobody can confront material energy.
所以没有任何一个人是可以能够，和就是能够应对这个物质自然的。
Yeah.Only Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord, is the controller of everything, so he can protect us without any difficulty.
那么只有 Krishna 他才能够保护得了我们，因为 Krishna 他是一切的控制者，他是自尊人格守神，所以他能够轻易而易举地保护我们。
Srila Prabhupada continues, there is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that.
那么是克什哈又继续说呢，就是一个人他其实并不需要就是太费力的去想着怎么能够让我们的这个灵魂处在我们的这个躯体里面，然后让我们活着，因为克什呢他是会搞定这个的。
He already promised before that he will keep, will maintain whatever we have and provide for whatever we need.
因为他之前呢其实已经给了我们这样的承诺，他就说呢他会保护我们所有，提供我们所需。
But he's doing that for everyone. Krishna is the one who is the maintainer of everyone.
那 Krishna 呢，他是每一个人的维系者，所以呢，他是对每一个人都在做这件事情的。
If people run into difficulties sometimes, it's just because they misuse what Krishna gives to them to maintain themselves.
那如果要是人他要是遇到了处在这个困难之中的原因是由于他。滥用了 Krishna 所给予他的这个东西。
And we should always, Srila Prabhupada continued, should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life.
那么然后 Srila Prabhupada 又继续说呢，就是我们每一个人都要总是觉得自己是无助的，那么只有 Krishna 他才能够保护我们维持着继续前行。
This is very wonderful, means without the mercy,Without the mercy of Krishna, we cannot do anything.
那这个是非常美妙的一个说法，就是因为如果是没有 Krishna 的仁慈的话，我们其实什么也做不了的。
We remain drunkards. We remain servants of our bad habits.
那我们呢，就只能够让自己始终保持一个醉汉的状态，并且呢，去服务我们自己的那些坏毛病、坏习惯。
So we should always be dependent on Krishna.
那所以呢，我们总是要让自己依靠于 Krishna。
Then Srila Prabhupada says, as soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature.
那所以说呢，释迦牟尼继续说，他说人一旦的非常严肃认真的满腹 Krishna 知觉的去为至尊主做奉爱服务的话呢，他就立刻能够摆脱物质自然的一切污染。
There are different processes of religion and purificatory process by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute such methods. That simply surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessary wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions.
在各种不同的宗教程序和靠培养知识或用神秘瑜伽体系中的冥想等来进行进化的程序，但投靠服从 Krishna 的人不必采用如此多的方法，仅仅向 Krishna 皈依，向使他那么仅仅向 Krishna 皈依，就将使他节省不必要浪费的时间，从而取得一切的进步，摆脱所有的恶报。
It's such a nice promise that Krishna gives in this verse.
所以呢 ，Sri Krishna 在这个诗节里面是给了我们非常的美好的承诺的。
That's why Srila Prabhupada ends this purport said, one should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he's all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate.
所以那时候爸爸在这段要旨里面就讲到了，最后讲到，他说人应该受 Krishna 的美丽的形象的吸引。他之所以叫 Krishna 是因为他绝对有吸引力，被 Krishna 的美丽全能的形象所吸引的人是幸运的。
So an intelligent person should put his faith in Krishna.
那所以说呢，一个有智慧的人，他是应该把他的信心放在 Krishna 的身上的。
Not faith in any material promises.
而不是把自己的信心放在任何一个其他的物质的承诺上。
Krishna is in control of everything. He knows everything.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是控制一切的，他了解一切。
He controls. He is the master and the control of this material energy.
那所以 Krishna 他是控制者，他是这个物质能量的主人以及控制者。
We may say, well,I'm in this earth, but Krishna is also there in my heart. So how much he can, if I cannot do much, how much he can do?
I am in the heart. Krishna is also in the heart.
If I cannot do much to solve my problems, how much he can do is also there.
Okay. 那么也许可能我们会说，那我在我的内心之中， Krishna 也在我的内心之中，就这事儿我都搞不定，那 Krishna 他又怎么能够搞定呢？
No, Krishna is...Yeah, we are enjoyers and Krishna is the enjoyer, but Krishna is the Parapurusha, is the supreme enjoyer.
但是呢我们是享受者，但是呢 Krishna 他也是享受者，但是他是 Parapurusha, 他是至尊的享受者。
But actually, when Krishna is within our hearts, he's not even trying to enjoy anything.
但是呢当 Krishna 他在我们的这个内心中，在我们的体内的时候呢，他其实他并不是想要去享受什么。
It's just waiting for us to turn to him and engage in his loving devotional service and experience real enjoyment.
那他呢，其实只是等着我们把我们的头转向他，然后呢，让我们能够和他连接在一起，然后真正的能够体验这真正的享受。
Yeah, in the verse it says, I am the transcendental enjoyer, which means I am not this material enjoyer. I'm not trying to enjoy your body. I don't need this material energy to enjoy. I am a transcendental enjoyer.
那么他在这个世界里面，他在那个世界里面他讲到，他说我是超人的享受者。那意思也就是说我并不是物质的享受者，而且呢，我也没有任何的必要来享受你的这个物质躯体，因为我是超人的，是超人的享受者。
So Krishna's being in our hearts, it's not for his purpose, it's for our purpose.
那 Krishna 他居住在我们的内心之中，这并不是因为他要在我们的这个心里，而是因为我们他才会在我们的心中。
Without the super soul permission, we cannot enjoy even the fruits of our own work.
如果要是没有超灵的允许的话，我们是没有办法去享受我们自己活动的结果的。
And you cannot even do anything in this world.
而且呢，我们在这个世界也什么也做不了。
Because we have absolutely no possibility of moving material energy.
因为我们没有任何的能力去移动物质能量。
Material energy works under the control of Krishna, not under our control.
那么这个物质能量呢，它是在 Krishna 的控制之下来运转的，它并不是在我们的控制下来运动的。
The material energy is under the control of Krishna's agents, the demigods.
那这个物质能量呢，它是在 Krishna 的代理的控制之下来运动的，就是在半身人的控制之下来运动的。
We can use these senses, we can use these bodies only because the demigods in charge of the different parts of these bodies allow us to make these parts of the body move.
那我们之所以能够用我们的感官或用我们的躯体，让我们的这个感官和躯体去移动，去做任何的事情的原因，就是由于掌管这个躯体的各个部分的这个半身人们，他们给了我们这个批准，允许我们去动去用，我们才可以用的。
So the individual soul within the material body is totally helpless.
所以说呢，在这个物质躯体里面的这个个体灵魂其实是完全无助的。
Without the grace of the Lord, they cannot do anything. They cannot enjoy anything.
那如果是没有至尊主的恩赐的话，他是没有办法做任何事情或者享受任何事情的。
And even if a person, some individual souls want to become free from material illusion, become free from material energy, and becoming the enjoyer, they also require attain liberation. They also require the mercy of the super soul.
那么就即便是这个非人格主义者，他如果是想要摆脱这个So the conditional soul, if they want to enjoy the,
they want to enjoy the liberation from this material illusion, they also require the Lord's grace.
Okay, 就这个受这个条件限制的这个灵魂，他如果要是想摆脱这个物质这个世界的这个痛苦，他要想得到这个解脱的话，那他也是需要得到至尊主的恩赐，他才能够做到这一点的。
So that's what Srila Prabhupada says in the end of the purport of today's Bhagavatam verse. By superior intelligence, the Lord gives everyone the chance to fulfill his desires to the fullest extent, and the resultant reaction is also awarded by the Lord.
所以呢，舍利帕巴在今天的这个世界的要旨的最后一部分就讲到了，至尊主凭着他高超的智慧，给每一个人机会，让他们尽量的满足自己的欲望。其活动的结果也是由至尊主所赐予的。
So Lord Brahma knows this, the Krishna is the one who is directing all endeavors.
那所以说呢，主 Brahma 他就知道，其实 Krishna 他是在指导着所有的这一切，所有的努力都是他所指导的。
If he's going to do, if he's going to be the creator of the different varieties of form within the universe, the different planets,It needs to be guided by the superior intelligence of Krishna.
那主 Brahma 他也知道，如果他要是需要在这个宇宙里面去创造各种各样的生命形式的话呢，那他其实是需要在至尊的智慧的指导下才能够完成的。
He knew that whatever would be necessary to create, the Lord would provide.
然后呢，他也知道，就是任何一个他在创造的时候的需求，主都是会为他提供的。
He knew that the intelligence necessary to create was provided by the Lord.
而且呢，他也知道，就是他在创造的时候所需要的智慧也是由主所提供的，而且主是会提供的。
Because he is the supreme director.
因为呢，他是至尊的指导者。
Yes, yes.Yes, he has a supreme intelligence.
而且呢，他有至尊的智慧。
And there is nothing that the Lord cannot do.
而且呢，主他是没有任何事情完成不了的。
That's why the word impossible, Srila Prabhupada said, is a word does not exist in the transcendental dictionary.
所以为什么说帕帕就会讲到这个 不可能这个词儿在超然的字典里面是没有的。
That's why Srila Prabhupada himself, he did things and expect the devotees to do things that the devotees, they thought it was impossible to do.
那所以说呢 Srila Prabhupada 才会让奉献者去做一些奉献者觉得不可能做的事情。
Because Srila Prabhupada was acting on behalf of the super soul.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 他其实是代表超灵在活动。
So he knew that by the mercy of the super soul, the mercy of Krishna, everything would be possible.
因为呢他知道在超灵的仁慈之下在 Krishna 的仁慈之下所有的一切都是可能的。
We just need to have that confidence as Srila Prabhupada had.
我们只是需要具有像 Srila Prabhupada 所拥有的那份信心。
And everything will be possible.
因为这样呢就可以使一切都成为可能。
We are sometimes we feel a little discouraged because you see how many the difficulties in trying to perform our daily devotional tasks, our daily sadhana, and the impediments that might be there throughout because of our minds, because of the environment and everything. But we should not be discouraged. Krishna can solve.All impossible, apparently impossible situations.
那么在我们每天的这个奉爱的休息的过程中，在每天的这个 sadhana 的这个过程中，其实我们是会遇到各种各样的困难的。而且呢，我们的心意的智库啊，或者是其他的这些问题啊，环境的影响啊，导致了我们就会在休息的过程中呢，感到很气馁。我们就会觉得，很多的这个事情是很难完成的。但是呢，我们不应该让自己感到气馁、感到泄气，因为我们应该相信 Krishna， 他其实是可以让所有的这些事情都变得可能的。他会为我们，安排，然后呢，让我们能够逾越这些困难的。
We just have to understand that we should not try to satisfy our personal desires, but you should cooperate with Krishna's desires.
所以呢，我们需要唯一了解一件事情，就是我们不要努力的去满足自己个人的感官上的欲望，我们应该呢要和 Krishna 的愿望要相契合，我们要努力的去满足 Krishna 的愿望。
This is very, very, very deep faith.
This is very what? Sorry,
very deep, very deep faith.
Okay, 那么这是一个非常深沉的、深厚的信心。
If I engage in Krishna's service, everything will be taken care of.
因为如果我们要是只是为 Krishna 做服务的话，所有的一切都会被保护和照顾。
Most of us, we don't have that strong faith.
但是呢，我们大部分的人其实并没有这么强大的信心的。
It took a while for Krishna to come to that point of, for Arjuna to come to that point of full surrender to Krishna.
但是呢，其实也是让尔朱呢花了一定的时间和精力，才让他走到了对 Krishna 的完全的皈依的境地的。
It took him 1 hour at least.
至少呢是让尔朱呢花了一个小时的时间才达到这个境地。
But that was Arjuna.
但是那是尔朱呢。
Maybe we need more than just 1 hour.
也许可能我们花的时间呢要比一个小时要更长。
Maybe more than 1 year.
可能要比一年还要更长。
Or even maybe more than 1 lifetime.
那甚至也可能要比一个生世的时间还要长。
Never mind, but we should not give up this process of trying to cooperate with Krishna's desires.
但是呢，无所谓，没关系，我们只是要让自己不要放弃，努力的去培养，和 Krishna 的愿望相契合的。这样的一种境界。
We should stop being drunkards.
那我们应该让自己停止做一个醉汉。
Thinking that we can enjoy by being intoxicated with our material desires.
那我们在想我们就是在我们的这个物质的欲望的这个状态下，可以让自己能够满足自己醉的这个状态。
Thinking that we can be happy by trying to satisfy our whimsical, stupid material desires.
那么想着我们只是去满足我们这些异想天开的 非常愚蠢的物质的愿望的话，就能够让自己变得很快乐和幸福。
Material sense enjoyment equals material misery.
物质的感官享乐等于物质的痛苦。
It's misery to try to satisfy our material desires. We have so much endeavor, so many difficult, so much opposition sometimes to try to satisfy our desires.
那比如说就是当我们在非常努力的想要去满足我们的物质的这个欲望的时候，其实是非常痛苦的，因为有的时候我们要花太多的这种精力和艰难困苦，然后去满足这个欲望。
And even when we think we are satisfying our desires and we finally we are feeling some satisfaction, there is always the fear that it's going to finish soon or somebody is going to take advantage of it and we are afraid, we are in anxiety to keep that little satisfaction that comes from our satisfaction of material desires.
而且呢，就即便是我们花了很大的劲，然后呢，真的是自己的这个物质的感官的这个愿望得到了满足的话呢，那其实我们这会儿也会处在一个很恐慌、很恐惧的一种状态，因为我们会害怕，就这种好不容易的这种满足感呢会消失、会结束，而且呢，可能其他的人也会利用这个。所以呢，它就会让我们感到很不安。
You see, people who are after so much big material enjoyment, to be wealthy, to be opulent, to be famous, you know, they are in so much anxiety to keep all that from others, you know, want to take away from them. And they are always in anxiety, always in anxiety, more than a poor beggar in the street.
那其实我们就可以看到有些人他们费了很大的这个力量让自己得到了财富，获得了名声，然后呢让自己满足了这些这个感官上的快乐之后呢，他其实是处在一种非常的焦虑的焦灼的状态的，因为他非常害怕其他的人会把他的这个财富给拿走，然后呢会利用他，他的这种焦虑痛苦的这个程度要比在街上的乞丐的焦虑程度要大。
And then eventually we're going to lose all this opulence, we're going to lose all this material happiness, and we feel miserable.
所以最终呢，我们其实也会失去这些物质上的财富以及物质上的快乐，然后这会儿我们会感到很痛苦。
Yes, eventually we're going to leave behind everything. Our house cannot protect us, our family cannot protect us, our bank account cannot protect us, our fame and name cannot protect us when the time of death comes.
然后最终呢，其实我们要撒手放弃掉所有这一切的，因为当我们这个面临死亡这一刻的时候，那我们的自己、我们的家人、我们的这个社会其实都是没有办法保护得了我们的。
So it's miserable, it's misery because it's so much endeavor, so much struggle to get material opulence.
那就是这个花很大的这个力气去获得物质的财富这件事情其实也是很痛苦的。
How to bypass the government law so we can make more money?
我们怎么能够避开政府的规定、政府的律法，然后呢，能够让我们挣更多的钱呢
？How to avoid to be caught and be put in jail？
那怎么能够避开被人家把我们抓到监狱里面去呢
？How to not lose faith？
怎么能够不丢人呢
？And somehow or other。Somehow or other get some opulence and try to enjoy.
那无论怎么样呢，就是想要去设法的得到一些财富，然后呢去享受。
And then so much anxiety to maintain that material opulence.
然后呢，就会有很多的痛，就是为了要去维系这些财富，就会经受很大的痛苦。
And eventually all will be gone.
但最终呢，所有的这一切都会消失掉的。
So material sense enjoyment equals misery all the time.
那所以说呢，任何一个时候，这个物质的感官享乐，它都是等于痛苦的。
It's just we became addicted to satisfy our material desires. That's the problem.
但是这个问题就变，这问题是什么呢？就是我们是很上瘾的，想要去满足我们的感官愿望。
Like Srila Prabhupada said, the drunkard does not derive any profit out of drinking, but because he has become a servant of drinking habit, he does not wish to get out of it.
嗯，那么就比如说这个Srila Prabhupada就说呢，就说这个喝酒的这个人呢，他其实他是没。
In the middle of the purport, the drunkard does not derive any profit out of drinking.
Oh,
but
yeah,
because
yeah.
he has become the servant of drinking habit, he does not wish to get out of it.
嗯，那么就是说呢，就这个醉汉呢，他其实从喝酒里面他是得不到任何的好处的。但是就是由于他沉醉于上瘾喝酒的这件事情，所以呢，他就没有办法摆脱他。
So.What we need to do is to stop being servant of our material desires and become servants of Krishna, of trying to satisfy Krishna's desires, cooperate with his desires.
那所以呢，我们现在要做的事情呢，就是停止让自己再成为我们的物质感官享乐的仆人，而是要成为这个主，也就是要去满足主的这个愿望，或者就是说是要把我们的这个愿望和主的愿望要相契合起来，要相互的合作。
We cannot stop desires.
而且呢，我们是不可能停止住我们的欲望的。
We just have to change the nature of our desires.
但是呢，我们必须要改掉我们现在的这个欲望的特性。
And this is Krishna consciousness.
那么这个呢，就是 Krishna 知觉了。
Okay, we stop here.
我们的这个讲课这一部分呢，就先停到这儿。
And you are very much welcome to give your realizations and comments and questions if there are any.
所以如果大家有任何的问题啊、评述啊，或者是想法呀、啊，都可以一起来分享。Yes, Ashu, here are some questions. The first question is from 文彦 Mataji, 顶拜阿叔。我刚介入 Krishna 知觉几个月的新成员，孩子14岁。之前呢，我做的饭孩子还挺爱吃的。可是我最近孩子怎么都不爱吃我做的 prasada 了，为此很苦恼。感谢您的仁慈。This is from 文彦 Mataji. She is asking. Firstly, she said, "So please accept my humble obeisances to you. And I am a new devotee who only involved in the Krishna consciousness practice for a few months. And my child is 14 years old."Before, actually, my child was quite keen on my cooking. However, recently, she is quite reject of my prasadam. She doesn't really like my prasadam. So in this way, to keep me in misery, what do I do? Thank you very much for your mercy.
Improve your cooking.
那您要做的事情呢，就是要努力的去提升您的厨艺。
Find out what your child likes to eat and see if you can cook things that are with a very similar taste or even better.
那就是您要去找一找，就是您的孩子，观察一下您的孩子都喜欢吃什么，他的口味在哪儿，然后呢，就按照他的这个口味去为他做一些类似的这些口味的食物，甚至于把这个他喜欢吃的这个食物做得更好。
Teenagers are very whimsical.
就是这个少年期的这个孩子呢，他们是非常的异想天开的。
Not easy.
所以呢，对付他们是不容易的。
And they're always changing their habits.
而且这个孩子呢，他其实他的这个习惯也会在一直不断的变的。
See, but there are always certain particular tastes that attract everyone.
但是呢，就是每一个人其实都会有吸引他们的这个口味。
So learn how to cook better.
那所以说呢，您要做的事情就是要尽量的去学习一下，怎么能够把这饭做得更好吃。
And be very kind to your child because it's growing and growing. It's a big hassle.
那然后呢，因为这个孩子呢，他现在是处在这个成长期，所以说呢，确实呢，他也会这个，就是有一些麻烦在。但是呢，即使面对这样的麻烦呢，你也要好好的善待他，好好的照顾他。
Yeah, needs help. So try to find out ways of cooking that you know can appeal to his taste.
那所以说呢，就是可能会有点麻烦，但是呢，你要尽量的去找能够吸引他的这个食物，为他做这个食物来吃。
Next question.
So next question from Rajendra Prabhu, 顶白阿叔，顶白翻译和主持，顶白尼帕布。非人格主义者要消灭欲望，为什么有那么多人倾向学习非人格，不修习人格，原因何在？Ashu, please accept my venerable obeisances to you. My question is that the impersonalists, they want to eliminate their desire. Why there are many people, they are prone to practice the impersonalist path, but not practice the personalist path. What is the reason for that?
Well, the main reason is that we don't preach enough.
那这个最主要的原因是因为我们现在的传教不够。
We don't broadcast enough the glories of devotional service to Krishna.
那我们现在呢，并没有广泛的去宣说对主 Krishna 进行奉爱服务的荣耀所在。
So they want to give up desires because they know that they realize with intelligence, with knowledge, they realize that their desires are the source of their suffering. So not knowing that is the Supreme Lord and the Supreme, we can cooperate with the Supreme Lord and we have this know how to engage and develop the spiritual desires, then they are left with just one thing. Okay, give up all desires and become one, become liberated, so lose one's individuality, personal desire, lose everything. But it cannot really happen.
那他们之所以想要放弃这个愿望，想要这个消灭欲望的这个原因呢，是由于他们知道，他们之所以这么苦的原因呢，是来自于他的这个欲望。但是呢，他并没有看到，就是这个这个人的这个愿望是可以和至尊主的这个愿望相契合在一起的。所以说呢，他就为了要使自己摆脱这个苦，所以呢就想要放弃这个欲望，然后呢让自己合一，让自己去融入，变成一个这个无我的这种状态。但是这样的状态其实是不可能发生的。
So mostly it's just because they don't have information about devotional service most of the time.
那所以说呢，就是大部分的这个时间主要是就大部分的这个状态就是由于他并不知道关于有对主做奉爱服务的这样的信息。
So if you are more active in distributing this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then most of these people who are totally disturbed or feel very miserable because of their material desires, they may take to Krishna consciousness.
那所以如果我们要是能够尽量的去宣说去传教关于 Krishna 知觉的这个知识的话，关于奉爱服务的这个知识的话，那么这些大受这个在物质世界的这个痛苦的这些人们，那他其实他是有可能接受 Krishna 知觉的这个修习方式的。
Otherwise, they're going to be attracted to all these impersonalists, and there are so many impersonalist preachers around the world. So they are working very hard, harder than we are. So they are getting more followers.
那在这个世界呢，现在确实有很多的非人格主义的这个教导的传播者，而且呢，他们实际上是要比我们要努力的多的，在传导着他们的这个教导。所以为什么他们会有更多的追随者？
And also there is the fact that it's very enticing, the idea because people in this world, being individuals, are prone to be affected by other individuals being controlled or being opposed or being threatened or even hurt by other individuals, so they think that keeping individuality will be bothersome. Whereas if you lose your individuality and it's all one, then there is no, this type of difficulties are not there.
而且呢，还有就是说，在这个世界呢，其实大家都是有这种倾向，被人所影响，被人所控制， 或者是被人所欺负、被人所强迫的。那这就是由于就是有这种人格性的这种特征，所以呢才会去受这样的痛苦。那么所以呢，就是当有这样一个说法，就是说是可以变成非这个无我的一种状态，然后变成一种合一的状态，就没有这种个人的身形的这种出现了的话呢，那也就不会有所有的这些被欺负、被强迫的这样的情况发生了。所以呢，这是很吸引人的一种说法。
Fear of maintaining individuality。
所以呢，这是对于那种想要就是这是对于要维系着个人个体性的恐怖的恐惧的心理害怕。
But again, it's they take to those decisions become attracting personally. It's mainly because they don't have information about the Supreme Lord and the beauty of being surrendered to the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，就是那些走非人格之途的人还有一个原因，就是因为他并没有关于至尊主的信息，以及呢没有这个关于归于至尊主的美丽之处的信息。
So we have to broadcast more the glories of devotional service.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要更多的去宣说关于奉来服务的信息。
Next question.
The next question is from 行走的喜宝。素食朝圣，你们阿叔和老师们，请教阿叔几个问题。第一个问题是，前天是 Advaita Acharya 的显现日，请问阿叔 Advaita 的希瓦神能量和中国西藏的这个冈仁波齐神山的希瓦神是不是同一个范畴？ OK, well, this is Xibao. She's asking a few questions to you. The first question is that a few days ago was the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, he actually is also Sada Shiva. And for the energy of the Shiva manifested from him, is that the same Shiva from the Kailash Mountain in China?
No, Shiva in Mount. We already answered this question in the past.
Yeah, no, she's just asking again.
Shiva in the Mount Kailash is the expansion of the original Shiva. The original Shiva is a planet in Vaikuntha.
那么在
between the material world and the Vaikuntha planets, that is what is the abode of the original Shiva.
那么这个在喀拉什山的这位 Shiva 呢？它其实是最原初的希瓦的扩展。那么最原初的希瓦呢，它是在物质世界和瓦昆塔中间的那个地方，就是它自己的居所是在那个地方。
So it manifests different in different forms in the different universes.
所以呢，它在不同的宇宙里面呢，会显现不同的身形。
So that Shiva that appeared in Chinese territory is not the original Buddha.
那所以说呢，就是在这个中国境内所显现的这位希瓦，它并不是最原初的希瓦。
So the original Shiva is there in a transcendental world behind the material world.
所以说呢，这位原初的希瓦呢，它是在超然的世界，就是在超越于物质世界之上的那个世界。
Okay, next question.
The next question, 佛教从喜马拉雅山进入中国形成的藏传佛教，到现在还有很多吃肉的喇嘛和崇拜半神人的习俗，请问这些希瓦神，这些和希瓦神有关系吗？She's saying that for the Tibetan Buddhism, right now there are still a lot of Lama. They are eating meat dishes and also worship the demigods. So I wonder if this have anything to do with Shiva.
No.
没有关系。
No.
没关系。
Next question.
Okay, 那下一个问题啊。下一个问题是还是这位玛塔吉西宝玛塔吉的啊。一个正在学习博伽梵歌的佛教徒提问。既然 Krishna 那么的仁慈，他创造的物质世界又那么的真实，我能不能通过学习博伽梵歌祈祷 Krishna 保护我更好的学习佛法， 弘扬佛法，最后回到西方的极乐世界，以后再来这个物质世界弘扬佛法呢？ This question is on behalf of a Buddhist, who is reading Bhagavad Gita. She said that, since Lord Krishna is so merciful and he created such a real material world, manifested in a very real way, and can I study Bhagavad Gita and in this way to pray Lord Krishna to protect me to be more intensively to study the Buddhism teaching and preach the teaching of the Buddha, and eventually I can go back to the Pure Land. Then after that, I can be blessed to come back to the material world again to preach the teaching of the Buddha.
Yeah, if you study very carefully the teachings of Lord Krishna, you're going to eventually notice that it includes the teachings of Lord Buddha and much more information, much more knowledge.
那如果您要是很仔细的学习不加放歌 Sri Krishna 的教导的话呢，你就会发现其实佛教的教导都涵盖在其中，而且呢它的这个教导要比佛教的教导要更加的多，更加的深厚。
Because Lord Buddha is Krishna's incarnation.
因为呢主佛陀他是主 Krishna 的一位化身。
And he came to this material world to give just some partial understanding of the truth.
那么他来到这个物质世界呢，只是部分的来，他只是把这个绝对真理的一部分的真相展现给了我们。
Mainly came to help people to become pious.
那他主要的目的呢，是为了要帮助人们变得更加的虔诚。
And eventually, yes, join him in the promised land in heaven.
那然后最终呢，当然呢是。和他会合在天堂的极乐世界会合。
But that's not the soul's ultimately abode.
但是呢，那并不是灵魂最终的去处。
Ultimately abode is in the spiritual world, in the transcendental world beyond heaven.
因为呢，这个灵魂它最终的去处呢，是应该是那个超然的世界。是灵性的世界，那么这个世界呢，它是超越于天堂之上的。
So what would be nice for you and would be very pleasing, very very pleasing to Lord Buddha, is that if you study Bhagavad Gita very nicely and try to preach to your Buddhist friends about this knowledge of the origin of Buddha.
那所以说呢，如果您要是能够做到这一点，是非常的取悦主佛陀的。就是您仔细的研究研习《薄伽梵歌》中的精髓，然后呢，把《薄伽梵歌》的教导呢，去讲述给您的教友们听。那这样的话呢，其实是把主佛陀的最真实、最原本的教导告知了大家。
In practice, in many aspects of the practice of Buddhism and Vaishnavism are similar. They are vegetarian, they are kind to all living entities, and they are compassion. So many, many of these qualities that the Buddhists develop in their practice, it's also common to Vaishnavas who follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
那么这个佛教它所这个宣扬的这个教导和在《薄伽梵歌》里面宣扬的这个 Vaishnava 宗的这个教导呢，其实有很多是非常的相通之处的，比如说。佛教它要求人们是要对众生仁善，然后呢要这个不食肉，然后呢要没有任何的暴力。那么其实这个是在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面对 Vaishnava 的这个教导，其实都是很相通的。
So yes, study nicely Bhagavad Gita and try to emulate or try to understand and practice some of these teachings, and then if you see opportunity, try to give this knowledge to your Buddhist friends, because it's very benefit and it's not against Buddhism. It's just going a step forward.
那所以说呢，您就应该要好好的、仔细的研习《薄伽梵歌》，然后呢，仔细的去消化、吸收《薄伽梵歌》的一个内容。然后呢，把薄伽梵歌的教导去宣讲给您的那些佛教的朋友们， 那么这会儿呢，您这么做其实是一件很好的，就是很善意的一种做法，因为这个《博伽梵歌》里面的这个教导是和佛教的教导没有任何的背离之处的，他们只不过呢就是向前又走了一步。
And this will be certainly very pleasing to Lord Buddha.
而且这个毫无疑问是非常的取悦主佛陀的。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from 淡然一笑 Mataji. 去掉酒瘾不容易，有什么绝招吗？去病如抽丝啊。This Mataji, she is asking that actually remove the addiction to the wine is not an easy thing. Do we have any good tricks to actually can get rid of this addiction?
Oh, yes, it's very simple. If the person starts chanting Hare Krishna regularly, reading Bhagavad Gita regularly, and taking only prasadam, very, very soon he can give up all these addictions.
那其实这实际上是很容易的，很简单的。就如果一个人他能够有规律的念诵圣名，有规律的阅读《博伽梵歌》，然后有规律的荣耀 prasadam 的话，那他其实很快就能够去掉所有的这些瘾。
Most of the devotees from the Western countries, and particularly in the early days, they were addicted not just to drink, but even to very heavy drugs that are very, very difficult to deal with, even in medicine. But when they join Krishna consciousness, they just drop everything without any difficulty.
那其实在西方的很多奉献者，特别是在咱们这运动早期加入这个 Krishna 知觉的这些西方奉献者们，他们不仅是有酒瘾，而且呢他们实际上是有药瘾的。他们会吸食一些，就是即便是用药物去戒都很难戒掉的这些这个药瘾毒瘾。但是呢当他们加入 Krishna 知觉以后，他们开始念诵圣名之后呢，很容易的就把这个瘾都给戒掉了。
It's still today. It's many devotees who join with many bad habits, very difficult to deal in a material platform, simply by acquiring a higher taste of Krishna consciousness, a better way of life, better food. In very short time, they are able to give up. Otherwise, yes, very difficult.
那么即便在今天也是如此，那有很多这个奉献者在加入之前呢，在加入的时候呢，他其实是有很多这个坏的习惯的，很多的这个很难以去戒掉的这些坏习惯。但是呢当他加入之后，他有了这个更高的品位，他就很容易就戒掉。但如果是从物质的这个角度，用物质的方法去戒的话是很难的。
Okay, next question.
Next question still from 淡然一笑 Mataji. 老师，我对自己要求严格，零容忍我的出错率，结果对他人也是零容忍，活得累死，这种活法好像不对，是吧？那么 Krishna 老师是怎么指导的呢？ Well, I'm very strict with myself. Actually, I cannot tolerate any mistake committed by me. So the result is that I am also zero tolerance to the others.So I am so tired in this lifestyle. And it seems that this type of lifestyle is not right. So what is the instruction from Lord Krishna for this?
Say it again, the last part.
What is the teaching from Lord Krishna for this?
For what?
Zero tolerance.
Well, you have to accept that you are not perfect.
就说您的这种行为呢，看起来是不完美的。
And maybe we will not be perfect soon.
而且呢，也不可能很快变得完美。
We have to realize, first of all, that we are full of faults, full of mistakes.
那首先呢，我们必须要意识到，我们其实是。充满了无限的错误，我们一直在犯错。
So means we have to be more introspective, analyzing our own mistakes, our own imperfections, instead of only seeing good things and try to see imperfections in others.
那所以说呢，我们首先要做的事情呢，就是先要去看自己身上的错误和缺点，做的不对的地方，而不是只是让自己去追求完美，然后呢去看别人身上的错误。
And if you don't find enough faults in yourself, then you have to practice better the chanting of the holy names, because Krishna gradually is going to reveal many anarthas in your heart. And you'll be so busy dealing with that that you are going to have very little time to look for faults in others.
但那就如果要是我们要是一时看不到自己的错误和缺点的话呢, 那我们就得更加使劲的去专注的念诵圣名。 因为当我们这么做的时候呢, 那Krishna他就会, 慢慢的在我们的内心中展现很多很多我们的anartha, 我们的不洁。 那这会儿呢, 我们就得使劲的忙着去揪自己的错, 那这会儿我们就看不到别人身上的错了。
So this is our work. We have to deal with our imperfections with the help of Krishna consciousness and try to see good qualities in others, because faults everybody has in this material world. If I have, I have to accept others also have, maybe different, but they all also have imperfection. But I have to first try to see whatever good is there in their hearts that I can, it can inspire me instead of looking for faults.
那所以说呢，我们就应该是在Krishna知觉的帮助下，让自己去看到自己。就是这个，首先呢，我们不要在别人身上挑错，但是与此同时呢，也不能够太苛刻自己。
Don't be lenient.
但是呢，也不要放松。But
don't be too strict, too demanding of you, to have too many expectations about yourself, because you may become frustrated.
但是呢，也别对自己太苛刻，对自己期望太多，因为当这个期望太多了之后呢，可能就会感到很沮丧。That's
why you need guidance of a guru, need guidance of superiors to help us to see how much we are doing and how much we should be doing in order to be organic. We develop very organic without feeling too many frustrations in life and not being too upset with others' mistakes.
那所以说呢，我们也就为什么是需要有这种灵性的指导的，然后呢，在灵性的指导者对我们的帮助之下呢，让我们能够很平衡的去做我们能够做的，不要做的太多，也不要做的太过，然后呢，让自己是处在一个就是很有机的这种状态。
与此同时呢，也不会因为别人的错而让自己感到气恼。Okay, it's the last one, no?
Yeah, that is the last one from her. And then is the Sukhi Devi Dasi Mataji. 顶白阿叔，那些通过崇拜半神人进入半神人的星宿的人，及融入梵光的非人格主义者，会继续修行达到更高的星球吗？ 有机会接触 Krishna 知觉，回归守神吗？ Also, please accept my very humble obeisances. See, for those people who are worship the demigod and then they go to the planets of the demigod, and also for those impersonalists, they emerge the inside of the Brahma Jyoti, for those beings, will they continue to be elevated to the higher planets through the practice? Do they have any opportunities to get in touch with Krishna consciousness and go back to the God eventually?
Only if they get the association of devotees.
就只有当他们得到了和奉献者的联谊的时候才有这个机会。
The problem with heaven is there is so much material enjoyment and not so many difficulties in life that people totally forget that the goal of life is to realize Krishna. Even if they know the material enjoyment is so good, so nice, and there is no karma involved, you see?
但是呢，在这个天堂的问题呢，就是在天堂的生活实在是太舒服了，就这个享乐实在是太让人迷醉了，所以说呢，他就不会再想到他还要有这个自我觉悟的这个问题，而且呢，在这个天堂所从事的这个活动呢，还没有业报的问题。
So, and then eventually they have to fall back into this part of the universe.
但是最终呢，他就还得再摔回到这个物质世界来。
So, only by the association of devotees, by receiving the mercy of a devotee, and we can actually become attracted to Krishna consciousness.
那么所以说呢，只有在 Krishna 的仁慈之下和就是得到了这个奉献者的仁慈和奉献者的这个涟漪，我们才有可能得到或者是被 Krishna 智觉所吸引。
Certainly in heaven there are many great Vaishnavas who visit, and many demigods are great Vaishnavas, so it's a good opportunity. But as we said, material enjoyment is so easy and so appealing and so much facilities, you know, that people are just too contented with their lives to think that they could make an effort to go elsewhere. They feel it's good. They don't even think that they're going to die.
但是呢，就是在这个物质世界呢，对，不是，就是在这个。在这个天堂呢，就是由于他们的这个生活实在是太舒服了，但是呢在天堂确实是有一些这个高级的奉献者在那儿会拜访，然后呢也会传播，但是呢就是由于在天堂呢这个生活实在太舒服，那儿的这个设施太好，所以呢他根本他就不会想到他有任何的痛苦，他甚至于认为他也不会死。
Don't do that way. Just worship Krishna directly. Worshipping demigods, Krishna says very clear in the Bhagavad Gita, is for the less intelligent.
所以说呢，就不要去走崇拜半身人这条路，因为呢，崇拜半身人这条路呢，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面也说得很清楚。那么这个呢，是对那些没有智慧的人会做的事情。就直接的去崇拜 Krishna 就好了。
Yeah. Okay, next question.
The next question from 真真 Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 感谢翻译，谢谢您。我有一个问题，如何选 Guru? 如果根据追随经典来选择，那么是不是可以选择任意一个追随经典的启迪 Guru 呢？然后在一群追随经典的训示 Guru 就可以了，因为没有区别啊，或者是按照假我的喜好来选择。比如说，我喜欢听这个 guru 的讲课，我就爱他，我就选择他。Okay, please accept my very humble obeisances. I have a question about how to select the guru. If I select the guru based on the sastra, 如果我是根据跟随经典来选择，是不是可以选择任意一个追随经典？ Okay, if I'm based on the sastra, if it's alright that I select a guru who is follow the teaching of the sastra, and then I can have a group of shiksha guru who are following the sastra. I don't think there are any differences.Or I just select a guru based on my false ego's preference. For example, if I like to hear the lecture of this guru, so I love him, so I choose him. Okay, well, that is the leader translation. Basically, I think her question is that how to select a guru. What is
okay,
right?
Okay, more or less I understood. Yes, it should be based, should not be based. If you say false ego, you already know this is a false choice because it's based on false ego.
那因为刚才其实您刚才已经提到假我，那如果说按假我的选择来说，那也就是说呢，这是一个假的选择，那这是错了。
What you said in the beginning, if a person is teaching the scriptures and is following the scriptures, there is an example of this.Then yes, we can take shelter of that person.
但是呢，就像您在这个问题刚开始说的，就如果要是这个人他是在追随经典的话，而且呢他是按照这个经典来以身作则的教导的话，那么没问题，我们是可以追随他的。
So the best thing is to hear from different spiritual masters and be very attentive and see out of them, and knowing a little bit about them, which one of them are the one who impresses you the most, who touch you the most, and maybe that person is going to be your initiating guru. But you can, as you said, you can always accept all of them as your instructing gurus. That's okay.
那么就是说呢，你就是在很专注的去聆听这些guru们的讲课的时候呢，你就可以去听到某一位guru其实是最吸引你的。 然后呢是你能够最能够从他的这个教导中去受益的。那么他可以是你的启迪咕噜，但是也像您说的，就还可以有一些这个训示咕噜，那这也是没有问题的。
Okay, next question.
下面这个问题就最后一个问题哈，是 Suki Dave Mataji Suki Dave Dasi Mataji 提出来的，崇拜祖先就会回到祖先那里，是指哪些祖先呢？这些祖先在哪里呢？ The question is that if we worship the ancestors, then we will go back to the planet of the ancestors. So who are these ancestors? And also where are they?
Well, the ancestors are those who are connected, you are connected in this life or in previous life, and they passed away, and they are not yet gone to take they are still in a, what we could say, a temporary situation, waiting for their destination, and this is the Pitri Loka, where the ancestors go and waiting, and if there is no help from the family members, they may either go to hell or come back to this material world according to their karma. But if they are helped by the sacrifice, by the offerings of their family members, they may go to heaven. That's the situation. So it's not for the most sinful people, certainly not, because the most sinful people areimmediately judged by Yamaraj and be thrown into hell, hellish planets. And those who are very, very pious immediately go to heaven also. But those who are, as some piety, but also some sins, and then they may in intermediary state. So according to how much the family members help them for their worship, they can progress.
Okay, so Ashu, 是这样的啊，就是我试着解释一下刚才这个，翻译一下Ashu刚才说的话，就是说是这个，就是这些祖先，实际上就是那些和我们相连，把我们带到这个物质世界，以及就是和我们上一代这个家庭里面相连的这些生物，就生物体，这是指的我们的祖先。那么这些祖先他们在这个离世之后呢，他们就取决于他们的这个犯罪的程度以及他们的虔诚活动的这个程度，他们会去到不同的地方。那因为他这会儿，他如果是特别特别虔诚的话呢，那他可能就会去到这个天堂，但如果是特别特别的这个罪恶的人，他可能就会去到地狱。但是对于那些就是处在中间又不是特别虔诚又不是特别的罪恶的这些人，他们就会去到一个叫 Pitri Loka 的这么一个地方，然后呢在那个地方呢是会有一个等待的这个时刻。那如果要是他的这些后人们如果是没有帮助他进行超度或者帮助他在进行这个进化的话呢，那他可能就会去到地狱，但如果是帮助他有了这个好的进化，他可能就会去到天堂。
So it's kind of intermediary situation.
那所以说呢，就这些祖先他们其实是处在一个就是中间的这么一个位置。Here said about for those who worship those ancestors will go to the planet.
If you worship your ancestors, you go to their place. There is no benefit. You'll be also stuck in the intermediate planet.
Okay. 那所以说呢，就是对于我们这些就是崇拜祖先的人，而不是用这个 Krishna 知觉就或者这个更高的这种方法去净化他的人呢，那就意味着等我们死了以后，因为我们在崇拜他，所以我们也会去到那个就是卡在半中央的那个地方。那对我们来说是没有任何益处的。
It's kind of waiting for judgment there, waiting for judgment.
那在 Pitri Loka 的这个状态呢，就好像是在那等着要进行审判。
So it's not a good place to be.
所以呢，那并不是一个挺好的去处。
So that's why it's even lower than the worship of demigods. Demigods worship a demigod, at least they can go to heaven.
那所以呢就是去崇拜祖先呢要比崇拜半神人要更低的一种崇拜方式，因为如果是崇拜半神人呢还能够去到天堂。
Okay, that was the last, huh?
Yeah, that's the last.
Thank you everybody for your questions and for being here.
那非常感谢大家的问题，非常感谢大家能够听今天的这节早课。
Thank you, Dana Kelly and Sumukhi Radha and Sati and so many who help us to find a way to connect.
那今天呢，非常感谢，萨提玛哈吉，还有苏穆提玛哈吉，还有丹娜佩里，还有很多其他的奉献者，帮助我们以各种各样的方式，再连接在一起。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
阿叔，阿叔，可以。